Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, I'm Jason Neal, one of the co-owners of Peterborough United. I must warn you that the Yellow Block podcast contains some strong language and adult themes. So be warned and enjoy.
Welcome to the Yellow Block Peterborough United podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network. I'm Jared and tonight I'm joined by Kisby.
Good evening.
And Sam.
Good evening.
How are you, chaps? You both well?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
Good, good. This episode is a bit delayed, and we waited until after the transfer window shut, just in case we, I don't know, signed Mbappe or someone of note. We did get some comments, though, on the postponement. We announced it. Josh said, absolute disgrace, travelled from London for this. Charlie McClellan said, disgusting, I was already in Spotify. What a joke. Love that. Conor McEwen said, hashtag Kisby out, which I retweeted and favourited. Alan Smith, I'm getting my placard and compo face ready. He'll be joining Tim, won't he, Kisby, with his banners and placards. Paul Cashman said, what a joke. I travelled from Kettering, bought a KFC from London Road, and I paid parking to listen to the podcast, and you cancel last minute. Can I get a signed shirt as compensation? No is the answer, Paul, but I appreciate the tweet. Since we last recorded, we've played once, won once. That's right. It's a 100% win record for Fergie Jr. in his fourth coming as manager. That's all coming up on the Yellow Block. Before we begin, we've got some massive news. Tim's nemesis, Errol, has deleted their Twitter account. I, for one, am quite disappointed because I think he was... I'd have got a vote for host of the season, I think, because, Errol did follow me and seemed to hate Tim. So, I don't know who it was, but, bye-bye, Errol. Now it's gone, Kisby. Can you just clear it up? Was it yourself?
I think we both know that I barely have the knowledge necessary to create one account. I certainly don't have the knowledge necessary to create a second account. And it definitely wasn't me. I quite liked him, to be fair. I stick up for him occasionally.
Well, he's currently out there trying to get that 19% in me with his ambulance friends. So let's wish him all the best on that one. That's why he's missing the pod tonight. But the transfer window has slammed shut. Thoughts on players in? Obviously, yes. Was it yesterday? Transfer deadline day. We brought in Kabongo Shamanga. I think you've been practicing that, Sam, for when you're back on comms.
you nailed it, Jared. You've been listening to
it. Is that right? Correct.
I think 100% there. Yeah.
Happy days. He's a player I have heard of before. I think he was at Boston at one point, Boston United. Seems to be prolific in the lower leagues. I think, where was he from? Chesterfield this time. Quite excited to see him play. I don't know what you think of that signing, Sam.
Yeah, I think it's one with potential, isn't it? He's got a good goal scoring record, as we've seen. And I mean, you talk about the impact on commentators, Kabongo Shimanga. I think it's been a good transfer window in terms of that regard, because we've got rid of Jack Marriott, Joe Tomlinson and Joe Taylor. So we've got rid of all the Joes, all the Taylors and Jack. So it's just Jack Taylor left standing, because it was starting to get a bit ridiculous with people with a JT as their initials or Jay is a starting name. So good to have the clear out of Jack's, Joe's and Taylor's to keep it nice and simple, to give room for Kabongo Shimanga, which is actually very satisfying to say. But I think Darren Ferguson's been speaking, hasn't he, about how an injury has maybe set him back a bit. So I think it's only sort of 7 league goals this season. Because when we signed him, I was going through the top scorers in National League thinking it'd be top, or, you know, as is often the way, you look for the top few and keep scrolling, where is he, and yeah, the goals don't look great in terms of numbers this season, but the overall record, the fact he's had an injury, excited to see him play. And obviously different to Jack Marriott in terms of coming up the leagues, but we know Jack Marriott wasn't getting played anyway, so be interesting to see how Posh utilise him.
My first thought is, I hope he's got a nickname, because I'm never going to be able to get that out, am I?
Cabs, I think it is. Kibsby, if you want Cabs. Yeah.
Kibsby, that's not the thing you went to the doctors with. That's something else.
I don't know anything about him. I've just, what I've read online recently, he seems like a good player. He seems like he could have potential with us. What I will say is, he seems to be coming back from quite a bad injury. Is that right? Am I saying that? And there's an old adage in football: you're never the same after a bad injury. Not always the case, I know, but can often be the case. So if it has been a bad injury, then perhaps he might not be the player he potentially could have been before the injury. So it's a case of wait and see, isn't it? A case of we'll see how he plays for us. He's going to play some sort of role in the team over the next few months. I think that's a certainty. I was disappointed to see Jack Marriott go. Jack Marriott wasn't the future. We talk about him a lot on this pod. For someone who hasn't really played much of a role in the team this season, I know he's played a lot of games, but it's been all very much coming on as subs, and we talk about him a lot, and he certainly wasn't the future, that's for certain, but I think he would have tied us over for 12 months quite nicely, and to get us possibly into the Champions, certainly into the playoffs. So I was a little bit disappointed. I don't think he's been treated particularly well, I have to say, this season. I think he was a better player than we perhaps gave him credit for, because we never played him really. But at the end of the day, he's gone, and you know, you crack on, don't you? You look ahead, sort of thing. So I think this person, Cabs, has potential, but we have to see whether he's coming back after that injury.
Yeah, I think going back to the Shimanga signing, it's very much like a signing of yesteryear with Posh, isn't it? It's that non-league prolific strike. I know he's coming off an injury, but it does remind me of the glory days, so to speak, when we'd signed them, you know, Mikhail Smith, McLeans. I know we've had a lot in between who have not quite done the business. But no, I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously, it looks like we're playing maybe just JCH. So it'd be interesting to see if he's just going to be a bench player and come on for that last 20, as Marriott has been. But you brought it up, Kisby. I think Jack Marriott leaving to Fleetwood. I think once we'll touch on the Portsmouth game, but when he was not in the squad, I think we all knew that he'd be leaving. I've raved about Jack Marriott for years, and I think he's one of the highest earners, so I understand it from a financial point of view. I should think he's on a lot more than what Shimanga will be on. So business sense, I understand it, but I think a lot of the reason, Kisby, you mentioned there, why the fans and, you know, us talk about him, is because in the back end of the Championship, you know, he was tore defences to bits at times, and I think he was excellent. I remember QPR away, and there was a few games where he just looked real quality. And like you, I've been so surprised to see him benched most of this season, and it's disappointing, because I think, again, Fleetwood, we play him in a couple of weeks' time, but I can see he'll certainly score against us. But I think he'll net a few between now and the end of the season if he's played correctly, because he is that good.
I think it's an unwritten rule in football that ex-players, no matter how poor they are, no matter how shit they've been for us, they will guaranteed, they will score against us when they play against us. So he will score a hat trick. There's no two ways about it. Get your money on now. That's Kisby's top tip. Get a couple of thousand on at least that he will score a hat trick, because I guaranteed you he will, won't he? He will score against us. I have to say, we'll have scored five before he scores, so it won't really matter. But yeah, disappointing to see him go. He was a good player for us, and he possibly would have been a good player for us this season as well if he had been played a little bit more. But that's this Cabs who's come in, he's not a real youngster though, is he? He's a little bit more of a mature, so you'd expect him to be hitting the ground running sort of thing if he's got over his injury. So hopefully he can be free scoring. Because one thing I will say, right, I mean, it's been very, very successful, Fergie coming back. I'll talk to you, Sam, a little bit about how you were totally and utterly wrong about how things went. We last spoke on this pod. But JCH, in the last 20 minutes of the last game we played against Portsmouth, he was not in the game, and we looked a different team, I thought, in the last 20 minutes to the preceding sort of 70-odd minutes. So, yeah, we do need a good striker. So if he's not a good striker, that will possibly come back to haunt us a little bit, I think. But hopefully,
Sam, I don't forgive me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you've been on the podcast since the return of Darren Ferguson.
No,
I'm really interested. Obviously, you've had your ups and downs with him over the years with interviews and whatnot, which was rather awkward listen. But what are your thoughts on it? Are you happy to see him back? Not from a professional point of view, but as a fan.
I think it's almost difficult to remove yourself from the situation, because I think if Darren was going somewhere else, then if it was the same club in the same position as Posh, you'd probably think, okay, that's quite a good move. You know, there are lots of rumours that he was potentially going to Portsmouth, aren't there? And you think, okay, that would have been probably a good appointment for them both. But just because he's obviously had been at Posh three times previously, it does have that air of comic about it, doesn't it? And everyone was sort of mocking Posh. I think, Posh were clearly going to get rid of Grant. That was decided. And you can see why they've gone back to Darren, because to be fair, they have been consistently saying they didn't want to get rid of him in the first place. He obviously walked. And so they were keen to get him back. Now, I'm not sure what necessarily that does for Grant, knowing that he was always number two and not necessarily wanted. And you wonder, was that sort of clear to him when he was there as well? But, they have been consistent, the owners, in saying, do we say three owners these days or two? I'm never quite sure. But yes, they have always been consistent in saying they didn't want him to go and wanted him back. So that's fine. You can, he's familiar, he's comforting for them, and he's done the business before. I still don't fully get what's in it for him. He left not wanting to go back into League One. He left not thinking the squad was strong enough. And essentially, those two things are the same. They're in League One with a similar squad. So I don't get what's changed, whether he just feels more refreshed. Obviously, if he doesn't get Posh up, or at least nearly up this season, where does he go from here? If he does, is he going to stay, or does he use that as a launch pad to go somewhere else in a Championship team? Still not quite sure what's necessarily in it for him, knowing that it's a fourth time as well and all the associations we speak about. So I'm still, I think my headspace is somewhat confused still, but obviously it's been a good start and that helps. And let's hope that it does turn into be the right decision come the end of the season.
Just before we touch on Pompey, I think the Charlton postponement's worth a mention. Ridiculously late in the day. I know I had sacked off Phantoms to go and watch the Posh that day. So we were almost at the ground, and then, got told that it was off. Kisby, I think you'd have been making your way, would you?
I was literally leaving my house because when a friend of mine rang and said, don't bother, because the game's been called off. Now, to me, it's no big hassle. I live a few miles away from the ground. I've got a car. It's no big hassle if I get there and it's called off, right? It's a bit annoying, yeah. However, a lot of people have to travel a lot of miles, don't they? Because the owners then came out and said they're going to recompense people for travel times or anything like that, I actually ironically was flying in from Australia on that day in a premium economy class. So if you could reimburse me, Jason, for that, that'll be fine. But yeah, in all seriousness, a lot of people travel. It's not, in fact, I'd say the majority actually travel quite long distances to come and watch the Posh, because most of them don't actually live in Peterborough. So it is very, very annoying, because people spend a lot of money on football. You know, it's not just a few quid here and there. It's the travel is a lot of the expense. So if you've travelled 30 miles, or for some people follow the Posh and travel 130 miles to get to the ground, you're going to be annoyed, aren't you? And the away fans, of course, some of them will have got hotels, you know, they've come for a weekend out sort of thing in Peterborough, as you do. And you're spending a lot of money. So it was farcical because, and I'll tell you why it was farcical, because A, it's in the middle of January where it's cold, and B, it'd been cold for like a good week, you know, before. So it was always going to be very dodgy that the game was going to go ahead. And most people would think, oh, it's going to be called off. But of course, when it's not called off, you think, okay, it's going ahead sort of thing. So it was very annoying for the vast majority, I should imagine, especially if you're away supporters.
Definitely, but hats off to Dara and Jason who come together and did a really good, you know, initiative of, you know, repaying the fans. But again, it raises questions, because it was very clearly said that it was Jason and Dara doing it. So again, it raises that question of where, you know, where's Randy? I think that's what needs to be asked. Randy, if you are listening, come on the podcast and square it all up for us, because there's clearly, I mean, Tim did really well with the Jason Neal interview, and he asked that question. So Randy had come out on Twitter, just for the fans who have been living in a hole somewhere, and said that he wasn't, you know, in the email chain in regards to the sacking of Grant McCann. So Jason then come on here and said that he was, you know, it was a decision made by all three. So there's definitely some issues there. I think Dara on his podcast as well, as he's now referring to the ownership as him and Jason. So very interesting to see what happens there. Where is Randy Cusby?
Is that a metaphorical question or?
No, do you know where he is?
I don't know. It does seem that he's taken a back seat, doesn't it? And whether that's his decision that he's taken a little bit of a back seat, or the other two owners have decided to slightly make him take a back seat, I don't know. Like you say, he's welcome to come on this pod and, you know, give his side of the story. You know, we don't take sides here. We're here to for people to air their views at the end of the day. We're here to air our views. We give any other fans who want to air their views, we give them a chance. And it's not a case you have to agree with us. We've never said that. You know, nobody agrees with me ever. You know, it's not a case of you have to
there is a reason for that though, Kisby.
I was right about Fergie there, wasn't I? And Grant McCann going, Sam.
Hold up, we're two games in. Let's rein in a little bit, shall we?
Do you know what? It seems like Fergie's been here for 6 months, doesn't it? And he's only had two games. It is sort of like so bizarre. Well,
yeah, you just kind of reverse back into that, like reset into that Fergie mode, don't you? Oh, he's back and here we are again type thing. It just feels the norm.
I would be interested to hear Randy's side of things, whether he is feel that he has been sidelined a little bit. And sometimes that happens, doesn't it? And when you get three or four or five people involved in something, sometimes you can get sidelined a little bit, or whether it's just a case of his interest and it was always like the stadium, which I think that's possibly slightly the case. And because the stadium seems to not be progressing rapidly, then perhaps he may have naturally been slightly sidelined, because as we all know, DMAC's always been about the football, hasn't it? And I think Jason's have been about other areas as well. And I think Jason, over the years that he's been here, has taken more and more of an interest in the club sort of thing, and which is to his credit, and I think he's very good. And perhaps Randy's not, like we said about Jason, not a massive football man, if we can use that term. And
he did not like that, Kisby.
No, but it's true. What we said is true, right? When we say you're not a football man, we... That means, right, listen, Jared, just listen, right, and let me explain myself. Right, you have to live, breathe and sleep football. I would argue Barry Fry is a football man, because I believe that he has lived, breathed and spoken and slept football all his life. He's a football man. Jason, I don't think, is that sort of type of person that's been interested in football. I wouldn't say that I'm a football man particularly, like some people are, because some people really do live football 24/7. I don't. I don't know much about the Premiership. I don't know much about other players in League One. Some people do, and I would say they're more of a football person than I. So,
yeah, but you don't.
What we said about Jason, I think, was true.
No, yeah, but he explained it to be not true. You don't have to, just because he doesn't wear a gold chain and talk like Del Boy, it doesn't mean he says he's not a football man, does it?
I think anyone who goes and follows England abroad probably is able to contribute as, you know, to qualify as a football man. I would say I'm a football man, but I have a switch off. You know, I can switch off from football, and sometimes I really need to. Like, it sounds like you do, Kisby. I'd still therefore say you're a football man. You're maybe not football mad and football obsessed, but I'd still say you're a football person.
I like football. I like watching the posh. I like following the posh. But I wouldn't say I'm a football man, because there's people out there with far more knowledge about other areas of football. And when I say a football man, I'm saying something that really does understand the game of football and is very knowledgeable about other, not just one specific area. I like to think I know a little bit about the posh, right? I don't know about other areas of football. So therefore, I would say there are more football men in the country than me, for example. And I think that holds true for Jason. I wouldn't see him as a real football man. I would say DMAC is more of a football man. Why are we talking about this at length?
You're saying that just because DMAC is more out there, he's more brash, he's loud. Jason is a very conservative man. He's done coaching since he's been a young lad himself. He's been involved in football. I think it's very harsh to say he's not a footballing man just because he's not brashing out there in a shitty blue blazer.
I don't want to talk about this for ages, but I think when he came back and argued that he was, I didn't agree with probably 70% of what he was saying. I have to say that. And this is not a derogatory thing about him. This is not knocking him, because he has other areas of expertise that have been well utilised since he's been at his club. It's not knocking him. I just think that perhaps his in-depth knowledge of the game of football is probably less than certain other people. And like I say, I wouldn't say my in-depth knowledge is that great. So, you know, I'd say we're on equal par, me and Jason, really.
Oh, sorry, Jason. Sorry.
I think to try and get this back on track in terms of the ownership and the dynamics, it's obviously when it... Would it be, is it 5 years we're coming up to that they joined? It was in a March, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That beast from the east when it's freezing cold. Yeah, 2018, I think it was. And so 5 years now, next month. And it was always Dara was the football man, to quote a Kisby phrase. And then Jason and Randy had sort of three main avenues of interest, didn't they? The fan engagement and the fan experience sort of around match days, the commercial streams and the revenues, and making sure London Road wasn't just being used on Saturdays and Tuesdays between August and May, and driving other revenue through the club. Third being the training ground, and the fourth then being the stadium. And whether Jason's naturally taken over all of those and Randy's been sidelined or has stepped back, whatever the reason, I think Posh fans, it's got to the stage now where, you know, you've got one person saying, I wasn't included in the emails. You've got another person saying, yes, they were. Someone is clearly not telling the truth. You've then got the new manager, the new old manager coming in and just saying that he was involved in discussions with Jason and Dara and doesn't mention Randy's name. And all it's serving to do is to cast doubt and anxiety and unnecessary stress in Posh fans, who I think now probably deserve an answer, whatever that is. I think clarity needs to be given to the situation. It's, you know, this is a serious matter. It's a football club. People's interests are at heart. And it may be innocent. Who knows? It may be really light. It may be really silly. But I do think Posh fans do now deserve to know what is going on.
Completely agree, and hopefully that comes out soon. So I think we Posh fans do deserve an answer on that one. Back to deadline day before we went on that ridiculous tandem. So yeah, we lost Jack Marriott. He was sold. JCH, there were some rumours in later on in the day that there was some bids in for him, which I suppose is expected. He's done really well so far this season. The biggest thing, though, to come out of deadline day for me was Joe Taylor. Kisby, with your lack of knowledge and the fact that you're not a football man, you've probably not heard of him. He is one of the Peterborough United strikers, obviously young lad. Played a little bit in the Championship last season. I can't remember who he signed him from, Sam. I can't remember if you remember.
It was was it Wroxham or Kings Lynn? I can't remember which way round it was.
Yeah, it was someone from that level. You know, got a bit of talent there, but
Kings Lynn, that seems right.
I think he went Wroxham to Kings Lynn and then didn't long go to Peterborough afterwards, did he? I think Wroxham's where he scored a lot of goals, didn't really get a chance at Kings Lynn, and then quickly came over to Bosch.
I mean, I think it's fair to say, from what we'd seen of him, you know, there was no one was raving about him. I think that's a fair comment. He seemed like a decent enough youth product, but again, 20 years old. I thought his next move would possibly be a loan move back to that kind of level. But we somehow sold him to Luton Town of the Championship for a reported 600,000. I don't know about you two, but that really shocked me.
Yeah, I think, you know, he may well have potential. We don't know what he will go on and achieve. But I think if you look, if again, the figures to be believed that he was bought for 5,000, probably the reality is that it was a bit more. And there were add-ons that increased the price and sold for around 600,000. Again, probably the reality might be slightly lower, and that will be the ceiling price with add-ons. But even still, if those are the figures, then I think it has to be put down as a good, a good move for him and a good move for Posh.
I think, to be fair, though, we are good at doing that sort of thing. Who was that other player we sold for £1 million? He was absolutely useless. Quite a few years ago now. Can't remember.
Silver Lopez, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
And we did a great deal with Connor Washington, didn't we? He only had a good half a season, and we ended up really... I completely forgotten where he went to. QPR, wasn't it? We absolutely hustled them by saying that someone else was interested when they weren't, I think, is how it played out. And then QPR up their bid and we got about £2 million for him. Best thing Graham Wesley did was to improve Connor Washington.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we are quite good at that, to be fair. And I think that's Barry Fry's influence, isn't it? Because he is a wheeler dealer. And love him or hate him, and a lot of people don't like him at the Posh, you've got to give him credit for... He's good at what he does, sort of thing, and if he can get that sort of money for a player who's certainly not proven, okay, it's not mega money in this day and age, isn't it? You know, because like your heating bill is about that a month nowadays, so it's not like big money, but it's a decent amount of money for someone who perhaps made no impact when he was here and probably didn't have much of a future here because he wasn't clearly being given the opportunity to and hadn't shown anything when he had been given the opportunity. So. Yeah, I mean, it's a good bit of business, isn't it? And that's what we have to remember all the time, that Peterborough United needs to make money all the time. We need to make these sort of money to keep the club going. And I think people forget that sort of thing. And that's I'd say that's more than half of our problem, isn't it? That is why we can't establish ourselves in the Championship, because we are a club that needs to make money all the time.
Well, what I love about deadline day at Peterborough United, there's always someone been spotted at KFC. So we threw the fishing line out.
Was it Randy?
If it's Randy, Danny needs to get over there with a mic and get some answers. Wombling Free said Siriki Dembele. There'd been a rumour that obviously I don't know if he did leave in the end, but
yeah, he went to somewhere in France, didn't he?
I did see that. Yeah, fantastic player, but yeah, there was rumours that he was going to come back. Trevor Benjamin was there apparently looking for his penalty, looking for the penalty ball. And Johnny message saying Kisby's been seen in KFC topping up his loyalty points. I thought I'd be aimed at me more than you, Kisby, but
yeah. The only thing I can remember about KFC is going there, talking to some posh fans, saying I'm one of the co-hosts of the Yellow Bock, and them saying I've never heard of it and I've never heard of you.
Yeah, but who does that? Who goes in and says I'm a co-host?
Didn't even order anything, did he? He just walked straight back out again.
I've seen the rats video on Facebook. I'm not ordering from London Road KFC, that's for certain. I mean, it's KFC or Charters, isn't it?
Do we need to put a disclaimer in there in case it's not strictly true?
It is true.
Rats were big, though.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'd love Dembele to come back. And apparently all the Bournemouth, I went very high there. Apparently all the Bournemouth fans are up in arms about it because they all think he's got a role to play. So he was a fantastic player for us. I was a massive, massive fan when he left us because he was a very, very good player.
When he left, you was.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan at the start. He was bang average when he started here. And he
I remember many years ago on this podcast, Matthew, I said to you, I would keep Dembélé this summer. And you went, really? Not for football, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but he wasn't great at the start, but he did come good by the end of the but mainly due to my constant moaning about him. I think he pulled his finger out and, you know, made himself into a good player. So, yeah, I would have loved him to come back, but it's never going to happen, is it?
Let's talk about the only game we've played since we last recorded due to the frozen pitches. Again, I was lineup-wise, there doesn't seem much of a difference, I don't think. I think we're playing a lot better since Fergie come in. We seem a lot more solid at the back. Obviously, Nathan Thompson's come in and played against his brother, didn't he? But we did look a lot more.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Solid at the back is what I took from it.
Yeah, I think we've struggled at the back for a while, haven't we? And Frankie Kent's been sort of subject of a lot of fans saying he needs to go, he's not improving. Ronnie Edwards maybe hasn't kicked on as much as people thought he would necessarily this year. And yeah, obviously, we know clean sheets away from home was Port Vale the first one? I think it was, wasn't it? I don't think we'd had a clean sheet away from home up until that point. So under Grant at all, which is odd when you think how much he did improve our away form last season. So yeah, it's been really sort of disappointing at the back because you know that championship experience, the back line broadly the same, so you'd like to have fancied his chances in doing well and being really tight. So yeah, I'm not quite sure necessarily what went on there. Maybe it was the pressure from the rest of the formation, because like you sort of said earlier in the program, Jared, Posh turned it around last season by playing Marriott and Clark Harris, and that was a large part of McCann's success. I know there was Smodic in there as well as part of the three, but then to not sort of stick with what served him so well in the championship in League One seemed a little bit odd. I know we swapped from three at the back and four at the back and with the wing backs and the full backs, so it was never really consistent. So hopefully that is one thing Darren can now start to do, is just get that consistency in the back line, which I think people would broadly agree is sort of more important in the defensive area than it is necessarily up top when you've got attacking players who bring different skills to sort of each game. So yeah, hopefully a few more clean sheets and a solid foundation for Posh for the second half of the season.
Kisby, what did you think to Portsmouth?
We're a team transformed under Fergie. We really are. His first two games, Portsmouth and Port Vale, very tough games that we would not have won under McCann, right? Port Vale, I don't think, had conceded a goal for about 3 months at home, right? And we beat him 2-0, right? That was a very, very, very good victory. Portsmouth, we wouldn't have beaten under McCann because Portsmouth were big and strong and had a little bit of skill with them, right? First half, there wasn't much between the two sides, I didn't think. However, we got those two goals. And I said, right, there will be one goal in it. And I said, the team who scores first will win it. So I got it dead on right. And second half, we blew Portsmouth away. We really did. And we should have scored five goals. How we didn't, I do not know, because the chances we were missing. I did say at the time, I hope we don't come to rue this. But to be fair, although we might have got the rub of the green a little bit on some of the decisions, I mean, they're very questionable decisions. They could have gone either way. And we fully deserved to win that game. We fully deserved to win that game. And I think the difference is not the defence has suddenly been stiffened up, although Thompson coming back in, I think, has done wonders for us. It's not that so much. We just look like a team that are having fun all of a sudden. We look like a team that want to win. We look like a team that are going to bully the opposition. None of these things were happening under McCann. That is why I said months and months and months ago that McCann was a dead man walking and it was a complete disaster that he'd been in. And it was. And we were going nowhere fast. I said that this team is good enough to finish in the top six. We wouldn't have finished in the top six under McCann. We were falling and falling fast under McCann. And Fergie, within two games, I think, has turned our team around. And I think we looked like we enjoyed it. It was entertaining. It was a damn good game against Portsmouth. I enjoyed it. I haven't enjoyed any of the games this season because they've all been so horrendously dull a lot of the time. And it just was a very good game of football to watch. And I think that's the difference. You could tell the players wanted to play more, I think, under Fergie. And Fergie's doing what Fergie does all the time. He will inspire us into the playoffs in League One. I think it will be very difficult, but he will get us into those playoffs. So you can already see that. And we only need to finish sixth. I've said that all season. I don't think we'll finish much higher. I think there's seven teams in it, like I've been saying for a long time. And I think, are we 5 points behind? I've got the table here. 5 points behind Barnsley at the moment. Yeah. So, you know, we were a few points behind. But I think that's well achievable. And that's our first goal, isn't it, to get us into the playoffs, which I think Fergie will do, because I just think the team looks transformed already.
Horrendously dull is what you said, Kisby. I think you summed that up quite well, mate. Well done. Or was he talking about your segment or football under Grant McCann? What my favourite part of the Portsmouth game, other than it was a really good performance. Like I said, we should have won by more. I thought Jack Taylor was excellent, absolutely fantastic in the middle of the park. Joe Ward again under Fergie. This is what he does. I thought we were brilliant. But my favourite part was when Portsmouth scored their goal, which was ended up being disallowed, and obviously the away end went crackers. Anyway, did anyone hear that annoying bell? Constant. But I come over. I know it came over the commentary, and when you was there, it's all you could hear is that famous Portsmouth fan with a crazy Pompey hat.
Don't they call it?
What do they call him?
The Pompey Chimes.
Yeah. Well, it didn't stop. It was horrendous. But the best part about it was when they scored the goal, it was disallowed. They'd obviously let a flare off, and there was one fan who was like trying to stub it out like a cigarette on like a brick wall. Just like, no, we look idiots. Get it off. Get it off.
Trying to get the smoke back in it, were they, or something?
That's it, yeah. Let's fast forward to Saturday. Obviously, this should come out on Friday, so you probably already know the result if you're listening to it a little bit late. It's Ferguson v Ferguson, Forest Green away. That's not an easy game, that one. I think they played a lot better under him for their first game. I think there was a way, ended up losing in the last minute, but they will be up for it. There's no way you'll get any Duncan Ferguson team that is going to sit down and you know, take a bit of a beating. That they are going to be up for it. So I'm really looking forward to that. Prediction, Sam, how do you think we'll fare against Duncan Ferguson's Forest Green?
Oh, I think look, you're going away against bottom of the table. You've got to back yourself to win, haven't you? And you'd be disappointed with anything else. So I'm going to go for a posh win. Might be tight. I mean, they got absolutely robbed, didn't they, against Shrewsbury last weekend? So they'll be reeling from that. And you just wonder what that's done to their spirit. I mean, they're only 4 points off safety. They have played more than anyone else. So, you know, there's lots to play for at the bottom. But that might just be... that might just really hit them last weekend. So hopefully Posh can maybe catch them early on and really make them pay. But yeah, I think we'll get a win, which I maybe wouldn't have said a month or so ago. And it'll be one goal in it.
I think I can see nothing but a posh victory now. I think we've played two good sides, and I think we've played wellish in most of both of those games. So I think we will be starting now to get a little bit of confidence, a little bit of belief back in us, which was sadly lacking under McCann, I thought. And I can only see a posh victory in this. I think it will be a comfortable 2-0 victory.
I am going for 1-0 Posh. I think, like Sam, I think it'd be really tight, but I'd like to see us nick it against against Forest Green. We won't reveal too many games because obviously, they might be called off, you never know. But obviously the next game after that is Bolton at home. So two tough games there. It's going to be interesting to see how we fare. But again, Fergie's back, so let's see what happens. Looking at the table, we are seventh, just outside the playoffs. Played the same amount of games as Barnsley, who are sixth. And like you said, Kisby, 5 points off. So looking at that, still a way to go. I think, yeah, as when Darren Ferguson come in, the top two, they've gone. So it purely is the playoffs. And I think top three as well, probably top four has gone. So we're looking at that fifth, sixth position. There's some strong teams in there this year, though. You say Plymouth are smashing it, their top. Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich, Derby, Bolton and Barnsley. For me, I think the only one to drop out there, you probably are looking at Barnsley. Bolton, again, did well in the transfer window. I think they're going to start to climb the Football League again, aren't they, after the turbulent few years they've had. So it's going to be tough. I'm not so confident. I know you're confident, Kisby, we'll get sixth, but I just feel there's a lot of competition this season. I'm worried about the ground we've already lost out on, really.
I think it might be a straight race between us and Barnsley now already this early in this. Well, it's not early in the season, you know what I'm saying. It's still a long way to go. I think it could be a straight fight. I think there's probably not much between those two sides, and it will come down to who's got the mental toughness, I think. And I think that could well be us, actually. I think we'll get a little bit of momentum going, and I think we will get closer and closer to Barnsley, and hopefully we will be mentally tough to just get over the line. That's all you need to do. We don't need to be above them anytime soon. We just need to be above them after the last game of the season, and I think it will go down to the wire, because Barnsley are on the bad side, I think. So, yeah. It's that mental toughness that will see one of those two sides into the playoffs, and then the really difficult part will start, won't it? Because getting through the playoffs will be very difficult this season.
I was talking to the producer Danny about playoffs a little while back, and a lot of football fans don't like it. And I think as a neutral, I think the playoffs is a great thing. But to be in them, you're right, it's hard work, and it's awful, actually, to actually watch your team in the playoffs, because you can finish third, missed out on automatics by 1 point, and a team 20 points behind you, come in at sixth and you lose to them. So I think we'll be that sixth team this year, but you never know. But it's tough. But again, mental strength comes into that, don't it? And I think, again, under Fergie, that's something we've always... we've never lacked, really, have we? So that is a plus.
And I just wouldn't necessarily yet. Let's see what happens when we play them at home, of course. But I wouldn't say that Bolton are out of Posh's reach just yet. It's 9 points. I know that they've played three games more, and you'd always rather have the points on the board. But if we were, to win on Saturday and then beat them at home, then even if they win their game this weekend, then 6 points behind with three games in hand on them. They're suddenly a lot more catchable. I think Derby are on such a strong run of form, aren't they? Wins across the board. Ipswich, a little bit of a wobble recently, but have probably picked up enough points that they'll be in there. And Sheffield Wednesday and Plymouth are probably going to end up being your runaway too. Plymouth possibly would have dropped off by now if they were going to. And Sheffield Wednesday just on such good form, like Derby. So, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say Bolton are unreachable yet.
And they're a big club, aren't they, Bolton? And it's good to see them coming back. I just hope they wait a season so we can get back up there before they do. Sam, I've seen your message. We should be wrapped up then, anyway, by then.
I shall allow you. I'm just to talk now constantly, and I won't interrupt you at all, so you can get plenty of air time. It's all right. People don't want to hear me all the time, trust me. I don't want to hear me all the time.
So. You're right on that one, yeah. Well, shut up then, now and again. that's a terrible link for it. Kisby, this is your time to shine. We've brought back out of retirement, not Jim, on a deal into the end of the season only, the Fergie in outer meter.
You're doing great, honey.
See, this was, it was always very tongue-in-cheek, weren't it? But the amount of abuse we used to get for it, which we haven't got this time, 232 votes, Fergie in, 84.5%, Fergie out, 15.5%. I think it's, I know it's jokes aside, I think it is interesting because I aired my opinions regarding, you know, Darren Ferguson coming back, similar to what Sam said. You kind of know what you're getting, but maybe it's for another club. And, you know, I stand by that. However, you just feel at ease when he's here almost. I know.
Well, that's because he's bloody successful. That's why.
Yeah.
Do you know what? But it was a laughable decision, but it was the right decision. And I said that.
Yeah. I'm not so sure on that. But like I say, you do have that sense.
Two out of two, Jared.
Yes. Now, listen, I'm all for it. I hope he does the business. But there are a few comments on that. The Yank said it's time to go. We've seen enough. Two wins from two simply isn't good enough. Clifford Jenkins said, struggling here. I was against him coming back, but he's done something good. Maybe have a middle meter. Jessica said, I want him in permanently. In League One, who else is better at the posh? Posh plus Fergie equals promotion. And Owen Simmons said, no, we need a new idea in the summer. Just want to be left in a good position. Now, I think that's a really good comment from Owen, because obviously it's been touted as a deal to the end of the season. I know we've heard that before. Fergie did seem adamant on it. Round the table then, round the table, Sam, I'll start with you. Do you want Fergie to stay on, or does it, you know, is it completely performance based for you and see how the season goes?
I'm not sure, Tarrad. No, I'm joking. someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm fairly sure that this was the situation last time, wasn't it, that he came in and then
absolutely,
he was on a deal to the end of the season, then felt the players didn't take him seriously enough and so wanted that confirmation of the contract. And interestingly, he was quite silent, wasn't he, from when he left last February after the Derby game to when he came back. There was not a peep out of Darren other than the interview he did for the Coach's Voice. If you haven't read it, go back and read it again, because it is very interesting. And in there, he says that he's taking his time and he's, you know, this isn't word for word, but essentially he was saying he's waiting for the next thing to be a project. He wants it to be a project, a long-term appointment. That's the feeling you got. So if he does get them up, and with that in mind, he's going to want to stay on. Even if he doesn't get them up, with that in mind, if he gets them close, has a, you know, an enjoyable few months, then is he going to want to stay on again? And then the debate comes of his ability in the Championship and his success versus failure rate. And that one season where Posh has stayed up versus what happened at Posh the first time, you know, last season, is spelled at Preston as well. You know, he's obviously desperate for that shot in the Championship again, or will, if he gets Posh up or even close, think, right, can I land myself a Championship job with someone else? I'm kind of interested to see. I wish we could see all different scenarios. Posh not get anywhere close, Posh get close, and Posh go up. Live three different worlds all at once and see what happens. Clearly we can't.
Just to touch base on that, Sam, because it's a good point. It's something I brought up on the first podcast coming back after Fergie's reappointment, the Coach's View interview, which, like you say, if you've not looked at it, even now, it's not, you know, it's not out of date as such. There's some really good points in there which Fergie makes, which I agreed with a lot of things he said, but I wouldn't say it was a swipe, but he did, you know, he did take a bit of a dig at the club and say that, you know, once we were at that level, obviously we've got our limitations, but the ambition necessarily probably wasn't there. Now, you know, he's come back to get the club promoted. So, yeah, you say promotion, you know, he'll want to stay. But will he? Because, again, them limitations are still going to be there. He's going to be in exactly the same position he was, you know, 2 years ago. So, you know, it's a very interesting scenario if we do go up as to, you know, what he would do. Now, is he just doing it to add another promotion to his CV, like you say there? And quite possibly. And, you know, would someone give him another chance? So it's going to be interesting. I'd like that three scenario thing as well, Sam. Let's, it's not going to happen, but maybe we should try and play it out on Football Manager or something like that.
Simulate it. I think the thing to be said, though, is that, you know, you say, does he want another promotion to his CV? I don't know what you two think, but I think if he did do it and Posh did go up, I know this is the earliest he's ever taken charge of them. It's always been January, but this was the earliest. If he does take them up, I think this would probably be the best achievement of the lot in terms of League One promotion under him, considering how we were feeling and how we were playing and our results and the fact that we were seemingly on a downward slide. I don't know what you two think, but that would be my thoughts, that it's the best one of the lot.
I don't normally like to agree with my co-hosts, but I think you are 100% right on that. I think it will be a really tough to get us into the Championship. So if he achieves it, I think that will be, it won't seem like it's a greatest achievement, but it probably will be, to be fair, because it will be so tough.
This nonsense I keep hearing about, apparently there's strong rumours that Fergie's going to end up replacing Barry Fry. I'm not having any of that. No way, sure.
Maybe Barry's on the way out.
It probably is, because how old is he now? He's getting on.
77, I think. He was on the same table as you, wasn't he, Kisby?
He was below me at school. So,
yeah. He was on the benches on the assembly while she was on the floor.
Yeah. Just going back to the Fergie in or out of meter, just for a one-off, just to celebrate Tim Stoodley's rants about his rants. Yeah. Well, we seem to
You're not a football man.
Did you say that while eating some pasta?
I'm more of a, you know, polo man myself, but there you go. Other sweets are of course available. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, we're gonna have a DMAC in or out of meter just for a change. And it'll only be a one off because I don't want him to cancel my season ticket. So but the Fergie in or out of meter will be back by popular demand for the rest of the season. So yeah.
We are quickly running out of time, so just to wrap up, around the table, it's a tough one because there's so many different scenarios. End of the season, do you want Kisby to stay on? Knows the answer to that. Do you want Darren Ferguson to stay on, Kisby? Yes or no?
100% yes. 100% yes, because he's a good manager and I enjoy the football under him.
Sam?
Yes.
Do you know what? I think I would go yes as well. It goes against everything I've said, but I just like security and I like it.
Do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we do a pod in the future and we're about to go to Wembley. That would not surprise me in the least. And we'll all be excited, won't we? We'll all be saying
nervous.
But we'll be saying what a great day out it will be because we'll be up against a good team. I don't know, Sheffield Wednesday. He'll be bringing 950,000 fans and we'll be bringing our 37. And it'll be like it was against Huddersfield, won't it? Where we're playing a big team, a good team with lots of fans and we'll beat them properly. So we're in the Championship. Just and then it'll be third out, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. Quickly, Sam, before we let you go, Sam, we need to agree on the Tony Award winner for January. Best player for January for Peterborough United?
What was it, two games? Let's go Mason Clark.
Mason Clark. Kisby, January, your player of the year? Of the year? What's going on of the month?
I think that's a good shout, actually, because he has been... the whole team has played well, so I would be tempted to give it to the whole team because I think they've played really well.
God, You're not a football man.
I'm not, no, I'm telling you, I'm not. Anyone who listens to this pod knows that, to be fair. I'll go with Mason Clark as well because I think he's looked really, really good, I think.
Guys, can we save the pod? Kisby's agreed with me twice in about 2 minutes there.
Yeah, this is weird.
Having said he doesn't agree with his co-hosts, we'll take that.
100%. Let's wrap it up before he disagrees with us. Thanks for listening. I don't know what's going on with me. Bring back Tim Stoodley. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Yellow Block. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave us a review and rate the podcast on Spotify. It will help us climb the podcast charts. Join us in just over a week. Well, we'll see if Kisby's right again. If he is, he's going to get uncomfortable listening. This is up the posh.
4 Talk Sport. Powered by fans.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.